Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, last week, we went into some detail. We talked about different things that will enable us to reach our physical goals. The first of which we talked about grace and truth. And then we talked about vision and desire. If you haven't been here, you might want to get the tapes and catch up with us, because it's all, it builds one upon another. And now we're talking about, before all of this, now I think, we're talking about faith and patience. But now faith, you know, when you say faith, people just think spiritual and they don't realize. The Bible said faith without works is dead. So real faith has action. So another way of saying it is action and perseverance. Now last week we went into some detail about how in the natural realm, if you want to change your body, because we've been talking about everything from getting off drugs to not having affairs to losing 20 pounds to gaining some muscle, shaping yourself up, whatever. You ought to be able to achieve your physical goal. And we said that there are two physical things that will change your body. Changes in your eating and changes in exercise. It is no more complicated than that. You make changes in either one of those areas and your body will change. Either one. Now, I'm not talking about you tried something for 3 hours. I'm talking about a change in your lifestyle. A change in the way you live. You make a change in the way you eat and your body will adapt to that. You make a change in the exercise of your body and your body will adapt to that. We said, you know, last week, our bodies, the body we have right now, the condition of it, is a reflection of our lifestyle. The body I have right now, the body you have right now, shows you and the rest of the world your lifestyle. If you drink a case of beer every day, that will show up on your body. If you run 5 miles every day, that will show up on your body. We people talk about, well, they have a gymnast's body. Well, they have a runner's body. Well, they have a swimmer's body. What does that mean? Through being a swimmer, week after week, month after month, their body adapted to that exercise, to that sport, right? Our bodies are fearfully and wonderfully made. They adapt. Well, what about a sitter's body? There are many of those around, right? Like we said, your body, you know, is very intelligent and it knows if you spend most of your time just sitting, it says, well, hey, they spend most of their time on their rear. Let's put lots of extra padding there so that they're comfortable. And your body adjusts to that. If it's laying on the couch, if it's sitting in a chair. And because of technology, so many people have physically inactive lifestyle. It's even become a big problem with children. Because children used to run and jump and play. Now they sit and move their thumbs for hours and hours. Then they put that up and sit and flick the channels. Then they stop that and sit and talk on the internet. Well, that is not exercising the physical body enough. How many of you ran and played when you were a child? I had no weight problem as a boy. I mean, I think I ate my weight 2 or 3 times a day. I thank God I got to grow up in the country. I lived in the city a little while, but my parents decided that the country was the better place to raise us boys and brought us back to Mississippi, and we had hundreds of acres that we could run and hoop and holler. I thought I was Tarzan. I kid you not, I made me an outfit and everything. I would swing from the vines. I had the call down perfect. I could probably do it right now. I kid you not. I found out, though, that those vines can break. Had some tough falls. But, I mean, we ran, we played, you know, we fished, we camped out. And we weren't doing that. My folks were working us, man. I mean, we had fields, we had crops. No weight problem. Because everything we're eating, we're burning it. But with our inactive lifestyles today, if we don't want a bunch of excess fat and we want to feel better and have energy, then we must incorporate some changes in our eating and some changes with our exercise. It's not a dirty word. Go to 1 Timothy, please. 1 Timothy 4. 1 Timothy 4. And verse 1. The Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter time some will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry. It is unscriptural to require people to be celibate for the ministry. It's right there. It's one reason there have been so many problems among those who do. Did you hear me? The apostles, many of them were married. The church leaders in the beginning of the church, most of them were married. Qualifications for a bishop and a pastor is a husband of one wife who has their children in good discipline and control. How does that apply if you're celibate? Just a thought. Some folk don't know if they like that or not. Well, you can't change the Bible to make you feel better. He said, and commanding to abstain from meats, and commanding to abstain from meats, beware of preaching against food. I said, beware of preaching against foods. Now, if God deals with you, leave something off. Fine. Do what he leads you to do, but that doesn't mean you go on a campaign to preach and tell everybody else that they can't do this anymore, they can't eat this anymore. Commanding to, the word meats here means foods. Commanding to abstain from foods is doctrines of devils. Preach the gospel. Tell the good news. Don't preach against food. He said, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, nothing to be refused, if it be received with what? Thanksgiving. It's sanctified by the word of God in prayer. And how many know you ought to pray and give thanks and sanctify what you eat? Because so much of it, you don't know where it came from, what it's really got in it. You just don't know. So much of what we get has been processed. People say, well, I know it. That's why I'm afraid, you know, there's toxins and everything. Hey, you need to get delivered. There's also scripture that says if I eat any deadly thing, it will not hurt me. You got to eat something. Now, you can be selective and that's all right, but don't be in fear. Well, there's toxins in the air, Brother Keith. I know it. There's enough toxins in this auditorium right now to kill everybody. There's enough toxins in the water you drink to kill everybody in here. Well, then how come we're still alive? He gave us something called an immune system. Hallelujah. Amen. He's put things in us that help combat these things. Somebody says, yeah, but the whole environment's getting more messed up. I believe my God is a big God and a good God. I don't purposely go out and poison myself. But if I'm taking in things that unbeknownst to me are harmful or whatever it is, God is able to sustain me all my life. And if I eat any deadly thing, it won't hurt me. Amen. And when I sit down and I give thanks for it, it is sanctified by the word of God and by that prayer. And if you do this right, you can receive healing every time you eat. Amen. You can. You can sit down. You can say, I call that steak into the ministry. What do you mean? Well, the strength I get from this food, I'm going to use to serve God. So it is separated unto His service and use. Keep reading. Verse 5, it's sanctified by the word of God in prayer. If you put the brethren in remembrance of these things, you'll be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine whereunto you have attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise yourself rather unto godliness. Do what? Exercise. It's a Bible word. Somebody said, yeah, but it's not talking about physical. It certainly is in the very next verse. For bodily exercise profiteth nothing. Little. Huh?
Little.
See, people, they almost read it that way, don't they?
Yeah.
Is that what it said?
No.
Oh, you know, it's not, it don't amount to anything. No, it profits little, and really, my Bible has a marginal note on the word little, and it says, for a little time. But godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. It's a comparative thing when he says it profits little. Little compared to what? Compared to exercising in the things of God. But let me just ask you this question. Is exercise profitable? What did this verse say? It says it profits for a little time. Let me read you some other translations. One says, physical exercise has some value, but spiritual exercise is valuable in every way. The Amplified says, physical training is of some value, useful for a little while. We just got through reading. But godliness, spiritual training, is useful and of value in everything, holding promise of the present life and the life which is to come. Physical exercise only benefits you while you're here. Right? But spiritual exercise benefits you now and later in every way. Is physical exercise profitable? The Bible says so. Is it beneficial? Yes, it is. And we ought to do some.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Faith and Patience, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R220. That's R220, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.